أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون. بل قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا ولهم أعمال من دون ذلك هم لها عاملون. حتى إذا أخذنا مترفيهم بالعذاب إذا هم يجأرون. لا تجأروا اليوم إنكم منا لا تنصرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. لا نكلف نفسا, ہم کسی بھی انسان کو تکلیف نہیں دیتے مگر اس کی طاقت کے مطابق. ولدینا کتاب, ہمارے پاس ایک کتاب ہے جو بالکل سچ بولتی ہے. کسی انسان پر ظلم نہیں کیا جائے گا, کسی پر بھی ظلم نہیں ہوگا. بل قلوبہم, ان کے دل غفلت میں ہیں, غفلت میں ہے, ان کے دل غفلت میں ہے. من ہذا, اس چیز سے. ولہم اعمال, ان کے لیے اس کے علاوہ بہت سارے اعمال جن کو وہ کرتے ہیں, یہاں تک کہ ان کو پکڑ لیں گے عذاب میں. مترفیہم, کہ وہ بہت ہی آسودہ حال لوگوں ہوں گے عذاب میں, اور وہ چلائیں گے. اللہ کہیں گے لا تجر اليوم, don't scream today. پنشمنٹ آئے گا, they're going to scream, don't scream today. آج مت چلاؤ. انکم لا تنصرون, آج تمہاری مدد کرنے والا کوئی نہیں ہے. There is no one help going to help you. سورۃ المؤمنون کی آیت نمبر آپ کے سامنے پڑی, آیت نمبر 62 سے. پہلے مجھے بتاؤ, how many of you understand اردو? All of you? Yes. English والے زیادہ ہے؟ English والا کوئی نہیں ہے, ہے نا؟ سو یگسٹرز ہیں نا. اگر دے گو نا کمپلین دیٹ وی ڈنٹ انڈرسٹینڈ تفسیر, واٹ یو سے مسٹ ٹاک ان اردو اینڈ انگلش اور بوتھ. یو آر ناٹ ٹاکنگ دی مینینگ, یو انڈرسٹینڈ اردو. چلو اینی وے, چلو ویل ٹاک بوتھ, ول ٹرائی. چلو, دا مین ریزن, the maqsad and purpose to understand, ٹھیک ہے؟ Because our youngsters is our future, they must understand what we talking, what Allah saying in the Quran Kareem. خیر, we will try both, تاکہ بوڑھے بھی ناراض نہ ہو, جوان بھی ناراض نہ ہو. Okay. ولا نكلف نفسا الا وسعها. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں, وٹ ایور وی ہیو کمانڈز یو از اکارڈنگ ٹو یور اسٹرینتھ اینڈ طاقت اینڈ کیپبلٹی. وی ڈونٹ پٹ برڈن آن اور سروینٹس, ہم کسی انسان پر بوجھ نہیں رکھتے. اللہ فرماتے ہیں, وی ڈونٹ پٹ سو مچ برڈن آن مائی سروینٹ. اللہ سیڈ, لا نکلف نفسا الا وسعها. اللہ وسعہ, آر دا سیم تھنگ مینشن ان دا لاسٹ ٹو آیت آف سورہ بقرہ. دے ٹو آمن الرسول بما انزل الیہ من ربہ والمؤمنون کل آمن باللہ. اللہ اکبر, دا صحابہ واز سو اسکیئرڈ دیٹ اللہ سیڈ ایون دا وسپر از گوئنگ ٹو کم ان یور مائنڈ, اللہ ول کیچ یو. They started crying. Allah, waswase to aate rehte hain, hamara kya hoga? Waswase to aate rehte hain is like a freeway. Normal cars also goes, truck also, buses also.
It's like our brain is like a freeway. Different type of whispers or waswase aate hain, coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. What's going to happen, ya Allah? Because lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum, whatever in your heart, out of fuhu yuhasibukum, whatever you hide, yuhasibukum bihillah, Allah will take reckoning of it. Allah? Kitna difficult ho jayega. Raat din waswase aate hain, the day and night the whispers come in my mind. If Allah is going to catch me, what will happen? I will be successful then on the day of Qiyamah. Yuhasibukum. We will take reckoning on each and every waswasa and whispers. Forget normal talk. Even we get the whispers in our namaz also. That is the worst. Worst. So what will happen for us? How we will succeed on the day of Qiyamah? Kaise kamyab honge? Scary. Dar hai. Yuhasibukum bihillah. And what further say, فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Then we will forgive whoever we wish, and we will punish whomsoever we wish. Sahaba started crying, all of the Sahaba. May Allah grant them jazai khair, the better in reward. They asked this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasul, it's too hard for us. Bahut mushkil hai ye to. Bahut difficult hai. Kya hoga? What's going to happen for us? Kya hoga? They went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, how we will survive? We will protect ourselves from whispers. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed another ayat. Firstly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Amana Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli la nufarriqu baina ahadin min rusuli wa qalu. Oh my sahaba, whatever Allah tells you, waqalu, say, sami'na wa ta'ana, we obey. Don't say it's too hard for us. Sami'na wa ta'ana. Always you will say that. Whatever Allah commands us, we listen and we obey. We obey. Don't be like the Bani Israel, they said. We're listening and we're not going to obey. What will happen? Gufranak. Say Gufranak. Rabbana ghayrayka al-masih. Allah will forgive you. Then Allah revealed another. La yukallifullahu. Don't worry now. The whisper is going to come. Allah is not going to catch you. If a whisper come itself, there'll be no punishment. No reckoning for it. Nothing. But try. Even in namaz also. The waswasa, it come itself. No reckoning, no questions, but try to remove it. Don't keep it in your mind, in your namaz. Yes, if you bring yourself, agar khud tum waswasa laenge, that is a problem. If you bring the waswasa and whisper yourself, that is a problem. Allah said same thing here. La. That's why the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah, if you recite those ayat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the person is mad, pagal hai wo, who don't recite this last two ayat of Surah Baqarah and sleep. Wo pagal hai. Must read. We must read and sleep. You will get the reward of full night of tahajjud. Puri raat ibadat ka sawab. And on each and every ayat, you can see, Rabbana, la tuakhizna, Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana. Allah said, Labbaik, O my servant, Ya Abdi, Labbaik. O my servant, I'm present, what you want? On each and every ayat of this last second ayat, Rabbana, la tuakhizna, inna seena, wakhtana, Rabbana, wala tahmil alayna. On each and every ayat, Allah said, present, I'm present, what you want? It's a very powerful dua. We must recite this dua. Hum is dua ko padhe. Aur uske baad soye, iska bada sawab hai, bada sawab hai. Isiliye Hazrat Umar farmate, pagal hai wo aadmi jo padhe bagair so jaye, padhe bagair so jaye. Don't recite this two ayat and sleep. You must recite this two ayat, last two ayat. Mentioned the many many hadiths about this two ayat.
According to some narration and Mufassirin mentioned, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the Mi'raj, Allah has given the two ayats to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the Ummah to recite the virtues of them.
La nukallifu nafsan illa wus'aha.
I made the deen very, very easy for you. Ad-deenu yusrun. The Islam, the deen of Islam, very easy. Very easy to practice.
We made it hard.
We made it hard.
Otherwise, you know that if you can't stand up in your namaz, you're poorly, you're sick, sit down and read namaz.
Masala.
Baith ke namaz padho. And if you can't sit down, then lie down and read namaz. If you can't lie down, you can't move your head and hands, then ishara with indication you must say, Allahu Akbar. Allah made it so easy for us. But don't miss your namaz. Deen is so easy. Even in zakat also. Only 2.5%. While the money and the properties and gold and silver, Allah has given us. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. You open the Quran. Everywhere Allah mentioned about the wealth. Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. You spend of those wealth which I have given you. I have given you. Every places. رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. رَزَقْنَاكُمْ.
हमने तुम्हें दिया है. उसमें से दो. मेरा है मेरा.
Didn't say give it everything to me. What you can use everything you can. But from day, 2.5%, not every day, once a year. 2.5% only. Allah is asking 25 pounds from 1,000 pounds. 25 pounds, give it to me. If you have 1,000 pounds. And if you have more extra, give more zakat. Also, you give some charity. But you must give with the pleasure of Allah. Think and say, yes, my Allah's wealth. Allah is going to ask me. He made it so easy for us. He didn't say, half is yours, half is mine. He didn't say, the quarter is yours, or three quarter is mine. No. He made it so easy.
Subhanallah.
And if you find the ushr meaning, if you have the farms, mashallah, ke khet mein bhi bahut paka hai. Bahut zyada kheti hui, mashallah. 10%. Because you don't normally in zakat buy only 2.5%.
We works hard. Allah said, you work hard. I don't want so much.
You works hard. Zakat mein 2.5% de do. Lekin kheti mein, farm mein 10% de do. Or agar if you found some treasure from somewhere, 20%. Because you didn't make so much effort. You just dig out and you found, mashallah, gold and coins and everything. 20%.
Oh, meri baat samajhte hain.
Deen is so easy. Hajj, if you have money, perform. If you don't have, no hajj. Hajj is not farz on you. Zakat, if you don't have wealth, no problem. It's not farz upon you. Roza, fasting, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوَّلَا سَفَرْ فَعِدَّتُمْ. If you are sick, you poorly, or you sick, you can't fast, or you are in journey, then do it afterward. After Ramadan. Allah made this deen is so easy. Allah said, La nukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha.
Humne tum par deen ko bahut hi asan kar diya.
Now, if you don't practice, what will happen? Waladaina kitabun yantiqu bil haqq. We got a book. It's going to speak out on the day of Qiyamah. Is written everything. Tum jo jo karoge na, whatever you going to do,
likha jayega.
Aur qiyamah ke din, aise Allah will tell him, ikra kitabak.
Come here.
This is your book of deeds. Read. And in 29 para,
and I was just going Umrah, just first week of Ramadan. So in the flight, one Haji Saab asked another Haji Saab, you got this book of Umrah and Hajj. You know, they normally book of Umrah and Hajj they buy and with the string, you know, just put in your neck. You have seen maybe so many people, they got in their neck the hanging the Umrah book and they look inside and read, don't get lost also, you know. So they always look and read how to do Umrah, what to read in first tawaf, first round, second round. It is written, everything is asking, where did you got this one? He says, I order on eBay. I was thinking, Allah, look, it is so easy to perform Umrah. Everything is written in English. What to read, how to read, what to do. Everything is there. But it's hanging in the neck. While you're making tawaf, while you're making Umrah, the book is there. What to read in the first round of Safa, Marwa, second round, third round. It's not farz and wajib, what we do normally. You know, no. We're going to read this and this and this. You can see, Zakaria alayhi salam, when he saw the Maryam alayhi salam, got a fruit without season. What he said, Ya Allah, you can give a fruit to Maryam alayhi salam without season. You can give my wife child also without season. Season meaning she's old. She's old. 80 years old. Impossible to fall pregnant. But what he's doing, making dua, you know that. You, Allah, tere andar mein taqat hai. To Maryam ko, qalat anna laki hadha. Qalat huwa min indillah. Is from Allah. No season. You got the grapes. You got this. You got, where? Allah ne diya hai mujhe. Allah, tu kitna qadir hai. Meri biwi banj hai. She can't fall pregnant. Hey Allah, tu Maryam ko de sakta hai bagair season ke. Budhape mein bhi tu bachcha de sakta hai. Tu qadir hai. He just made dua. Straight away, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam says, Allah has given you the glad tiding of a boy, and Allah kept his name Yahya. Yahya alayhi salam. See, this is the way we have to ask. My ustad used to say, in Safa and Marwa, we always do this dua and that dua. We should ask Allah, that Ismail alayhi salam was sitting here when he was a child. Sitting here. He was a child. He was thirsty, no water. And mother, Hajra is running from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, in between the green light. She was running the place, running this side to that side to look water if she can found somebody, because no food, so she can't feed the child also. And no water. While she was running in this side and that side, Allah given the child under the feet of the Ismail alayhi salam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam cast his wing, the Zamzam came out. Zamzam meaning to stop. Hazrat alayhi salam said, stop. If she shouldn't say stop, then the Zamzam could go in the world. But she stopped. Then the people came to stay nearby the place, the spring water, the chasma. Our ustad used to say, we should ask also in Safa and Marwa, Ya Allah, you've given me one boy, two daughter, three daughter. Ya Allah, how you made the Ismail alayhi salam, the coolness of the mother, is Hajra, that you made him Nabi, make my child, there's no nubuwwat now, make my child Wali. Make my child Wali. Mere bachche ko Wali bana de. Meri bachche ko Waliya bana de. Nek bana de. These type of dua. Where the normally made, we should ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Where this dua, always accept the place, this places. Aisi jagah hai, jahan duaen kabool hoti hai. So ikra do, maine unko kaha, bhai, ye Allah qayamat ke din kahenge, jaise tumhare neck mein, wo hajj aur umre ki kitab hai, and it's so easy, subhanallah, to read is so easy. Farmaya qayamat ke din Allah kahenge, aao, my servant, come here. Allah is going to hang that book of deed in his neck. Uske gale mein latka di jayegi. Allah kahenge ikra kitabak. Padho na ab tumhare naam amal padho. Padho. What you have done the first year after you became mature. Baligh. Read inside, everything is there. Read the second year after you become mature. Age of 16. Then 17. Everything is written there. In that book, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Not a single neki missed out. Not a single sin is missed out. Everything is written there. The man is going to say, Allahu Akbar. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ
مَالِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What's wrong with this book of deeds? Everything is written there. I have forgotten. मैं तो भूल गया. मैं तो भूल गया. I forgot what I have done in my life. Oh my youngsters, everything is written there. हम भूल जाते हैं ना. I always say, if it's on a freeway or some street, there's some zealous camera van, police van standing there. What you gonna do? You gonna drive fast? If you drive fast, it's written 30, you drive 40, 50, you will get an Eid gift then. You will get Eid gift. Eid ki badi gift ajayegi. 3 points and 100 pounds. And if you're more fast than 6 points, and more fast than, your license is gone, you can't even drive. You're gonna slow down. Because you know the money is there. Or you know the camera is there. You're going to slow down. You're not going to drive fast. Baat meri samajh aati hai na? Allah farmata hai, maine bhi tere badan mein is duniya mein bahut sare camera fit kiye. Duniya mein, I fit so many cameras for you. For humans. Don't think there is nobody watching you. Number one, al-makan. Al-makan, the place. You sit down and commit sin and disobey Allah. The place you lie down and commit sin. And displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The place is going to speak out on the day of Qiyamah. Allah said in the Quran, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أُحَالَهَا. Jis jaga baith kar aapne guna kiya, wo jaga Qiyamah ke din bolegi. The place will speak out, will talk. Yes, is written inside. It is written inside, Ya Allah, isne ye bhi guna kiya hai mere paas baith kar. Isne ye bhi guna kiya hai. Isi liye, jahan humse guna ho gaya, wahan baith kar neki bhi kar lo. Wo guna ke liye gawahi degi, to humari neki ke liye bhi gawahi degi. Ulama farmate hai, al-makan, Allah said in the Quran Kareem, number one, the place the person sit down, lie down, and disobey Allah. The place only and solely my sins been deleted when I made Toba. Otherwise, the place will speak out. You want that all the sins be forgiven and delete out from our book of deeds. Only one thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you make Toba. Toba. Your file of sins will be disappeared. And if it's a court case, our file is there, it's not going to disappear, it's be kept there. For years and years and years. Anytime they can check. But by Allah, if we make Tawbah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala deletes everything. Nobody knows. So number one, Al-Makan. That's why. Number two, az-zaman, zamana, time. Every second, every minute, what we have done is going to be witness for me or against me on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yunadi kulla yawmin waqtun. On the day of Qiyamah, the time is going to speak. Yunadi kulla yawmin ana yawmun jadid. Today I'm for you. Today I'm a new day for you. When the sun, Subah Sadiq start, today I'm a new day for you. Aaj main tumhara naya din ho. Kaise hai bhai? Naya din ho. Tumhare liye main aaj a new day. Wa ana fi ma ta'malu fi ash-shahid. Whatever you're going to do in me, yani today, I'm going to be witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah. The time, hours, the sa'a is going to speak out on the day of Qiyamah. What we have done on Monday, what we have done on Tuesday. Oh, meri baat nahi samajhte. Hamare paas messages aate hain. This message was came on Tuesday, the last week. And you want to see the last year message, still you can just click. You can see the last year messages came on so and so date and time, everything. Allah says, you can do everything. Allah can't do all this. Every minute is going to be written there. All the messages, everything is written there. Number two, the second witness against us. Number one, Al-Makan. Remember that. Al-Makan, the place. I'm not saying from myself. Allah said in the Quran. Number two, the second Makan is going to, we call tongue at a time. And number three is Al-Lisan, Al-Makan, Al-Zaman, Al-Lisan. Zaban bhi bolegi bhai. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Yawma tashhadu alayhim al-sinatum. Qiyamat mein unki zuban, unke khilaab gawahi degi. Whatever we talk from the mouth, first scale, then you talk. Pehle tolo, phir bolo. Otherwise, my tongue is going to be against me on the day of Qiyamat. Qiyamat ke liye. Haan. Aur uske baad, all the bodies, you can see. Wal arkan. My hand will speak up. My thigh will speak. My leg will speak. Which side I went, where I went, what I did, where I went that side to commit sin, what I did with my hand, all fingers, all hands, it's going to speak out. Qiyamat ke din. Zaban first. But if you speak lies, then Allah is going to, Yawma Nakhtimu ala afwahihim. We will seal your mouth. Allah said in Surah Yasin. We will seal your mouth. Yes, it's for kafir. But it's lesson for me and for you too. But we can say whatever. We can swear. Anything. No. If you speak lies, we're going to seal your mouth. Because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Banda neki karta hai. Neki karte, karte, karte. Got so close to Jannah. It just one hand left to enter in Jannah. Person does ibadat so much and he get close to Jannah. Just left only one hand placed, distance to enter in Jannah. After it, he said something from his mouth, bad things, bad words. Because of that word, no more he's going to enter in Jannah, he's going to be thrown in Jannah. Just because. That's why Abu Bakr Radiallahu Anhu used to pull his tongue out. Because of you, I'm going to go in Jannah. Because of you. That's why all that 360 organs, we can say 59, 359. Every morning, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they talk into the tongue, please be careful. Don't say anything. You will, jirmuhu sagir wa jurmuhu kabir. Your size is so small, but your jurma, your guna is so big. So big that you're going to swear somebody and you will go inside and the people will come and give us danda on our body. Don't do that. That you're going to say something and we'll get hiding on our body. Who said that? All the body talking to the tongue. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we believe what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Wal arqan wa tukallimuna aydihim. The hand will talk. This is a Quranic ayat I'm telling you. Wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. The leg. Pair bhi bolenge, bhai, pair bhi bolenge. The first thing Prophet Hassan said is going to speak out on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah is going to be talk my thigh. Thigh is going to talk firstly when Allah will lock, seal the mouth. Koi chutne wala? Nahi hai. Koi chutne wala? So number one, Al-Makan, remember. Number two, Az-Zaman. Number three, Al-Lisan. Or number four, Wal-Arkan, part of the bodies. And number six, Al-Malakan. Kiraman inna alaykum lahafizin. Kiraman katibina ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They're writing, they're looking at you every second and minute and they're writing. Wo likh rahe bhai. Ye dekh rahe har waqt. With each and everyone. Us camera se hum darte hain. Is camera se hum nahi darte hain. Har waqt hamare saath hai. Main nahi kehta Quran se. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun वो जानते हैं, वो देखते हैं जो तुम करते हैं।
सही किया।
नंबर सिक्स अल मलकान, नंबर सेवन
जी
अद्दीवान नाम यामाल,
ये बुक्स है ना जो लिखते हैं ना, वो कितनी
99 बुक्स होगी एक आदमी की। ईच बुक हाउ बिग इज इट, फ्रॉम ईस्ट टू द वेस्ट साउथ टू द नॉर्थ,
जितना गुना किए होंगे सब है उसमें, गले में लटका दिया जाएगा। नथिंग हार्ड फॉर अस, फॉर अल्लाह ताला। रीड 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 एवरीथिंग इज इकरा किताब अल्लाह से कुरान, इकरा इकरा पर यू रीड योर सेल्फ।
कफा बिन नफ्से कल यौम अलैक हसीबा, टुडे इज वेरी इजी फॉर यू टू रीड। इवन यू वर इग्नोरेंट इन द दुनिया, यू डू नॉट नो द हाउ टू रीड एंड हाउ टू टॉक, बट टुडे अल्लाह इज गोइंग टू गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ टू रीड ऑल्सो एंड टॉक ऑल्सो।
You have to accept and you have to admit yourself. ये खाली burgers नहीं है, ये pizza नहीं है, not easy to just swallow. We have forgotten Allah.
A diwan naam hai amal.
Hadith में आता है कयामत के दिन एक आदमी के 99 amal full of sins, Allah is going to tell the angel put in the scale one side.
ونضع الموازين القسط,
put inside.
Now, decision to go in Jahannam. फैसला हो गया कहां जाना है, जहन्नम, इसलिए नेकी है ही नहीं।
There is no reward, nothing, no good deeds, nothing, no righteous deeds. जहन्नम में जाओ।
इतने में अल्लाह कहेंगे चलो 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 चलो,
पीस ऑफ पेपर, छोटी सी पीस ऑफ पेपर, अल्लाह छोटी पीस ऑफ पेपर
है, इसमें रख दो राइट साइड।
Now what will happen? The piece of paper, the scale is going to be more heavier than 99 books.
Farmaya jao jannat mein, go in jannat.
Allah,
just now, what decision to go in jannam, and within a second you just put piece of paper inside the scale and you're telling me to go in jannat. He said, yes. One day you are sitting quietly and you say the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ikhlas ke saath, you say with sincerity, today I got that present by me, your kalima, which you said with ikhlas, I'm going to put in the scale. Because of that, you have to go in
jannat.
So diwan, naam hai amal. And which normally, इंसान कहेगा या वैलता लैतनी लम अत्तखिद फुलानन खलीला,
काश के मैं दोस्त न बनाता, ड्रगी को दोस्त न बनाता, जानी को फ्रेंड न बनाता। व्हाई आई मेड द ड्रग माय फ्रेंड्स, दैट्स व्हाई आई वाज टेकिंग ड्रग्स, व्हाई आई मेड माय फ्रेंड द जानी द अडल्टरा, दैट्स व्हाई आई वाज कमिटिंग ज़िना।
या वैलता, काश परहैप्स आई शुडंट मेक देम माय फ्रेंड, व्हाई आई मेड द फ्रेंड, दैट्स व्हाई आई एम गोइंग इन जहन्नम विद देम।
फाइंड अ गुड फ्रेंड।
Allah says, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidha fulanan khalila,
fulana, so and so. Why I made him my friend, khalil.
Allah. But it's be too late then. Be too late. In this dunya, we must youngsters make our friends the good friends. Those who be punctual in the namaz. And those who stop, don't commit sins, don't disobey Allah. Make them friends. And make a friendship like this. If you go masjid, you ring me up, I'll take me, or you fetch me, or I'll come with you. Make a friendship like this, so you will be together on the day of Qiyamah in Jannat. Qiyamah ke din, sari dosti khatam ho jayegi. All the relationship will be finished. Everything. Lekin, taqwa ki wajah se jo dosti hai na, wo baki rahegi. That will be still remaining, and they'll enter in Jannah because of good friendship. Good relations.
Allah.
That is now the serious one. Number seven. Serious one. They're going to be witness for us. Who? Nabiyul insi wal jan.
Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is going to be witness for us on the day of Qiyamah. You're going to say, and how can you have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sleeping in his grave. How he knows I'm committing sins here?
Nobody will say that. अल्लाह फरमाते फकैफा जिना मिन कुल्ली उम्मतिन बिशहीद,
ईच एंड एवरी उम्मत आर गोइंग टू बी, वी आर गोइंग टू विटनेस फॉर देम, दिस उम्मा इज गोइंग टू विटनेस फॉर द पास्ट नेशंस, एंड वजीना बिका अला, और आई एम गोइंग टू बी विटनेस फॉर माई उम्मा. एवरी थर्सडे और एवरी मंडे द एंजल्स टेकिंग अवर डीड्स एंड शोविंग रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. And if mashallah we perform Abu Faraz namaz, he gets so happy. Look at my ummah, mashallah. Yeah? We fast, we sit in itikaf, we do all the good deeds, go in the path of Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will get so happy. But if he sees inside, oh, look at my ummati so and so, he commits sin, he commits zina, yeah? He's taking drugs, he's doing this, stealing. Allahu Akbar. He will get very, very upset. Remember, we always heard Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One person in India was a poem. He wrote a nice poetry. And he spread it out, you know. And went to Iran. An Iranian was a great person. He saw that and he loved that poetry. Usko sher shayari bahut achhi lagi wo. Usne kaha, I want to see him. And he traveled from Iran to India. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi mentioned this. He traveled from Iran to India. Oh, kahan hai wo aadmi bhai? Where is he? Aga sahab kidhar hai? Haji sahab kidhar hai? All of the sportries. He said, oh, fulna barber shop mein hai. I'm going to see him now. It's a true story. It's written that. He specially traveled in India. And he went there. So he was sitting in barber chair. Barber chair. Salam kalam. Aga. Persian. Because he came from Iran. They talk Persian. Aga. Rishmi Tarashi. You're shaving your beard. Said, who said that? Irani person said. Aga. Rishmi Tarashi. You're shaving your beard. Are. Rishmi Tarasham. Dile Nami Kharasham. Kase. Dile Nami Kharasham. I'm just shaving my beard. I am not hurting anybody's heart. I'm not shaming anybody's heart. I'm just shaving. So, the Iranian man, Allahu Akbar, he got so angry and he says, Wale, dile Rasool mein kharashi. To Allah ke Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki sunnat ko kharash kar raha hai. Yani, you cutting the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because this is the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he realized and he says, Jazakumullah ke chashmam baz kar di. May Allah reward you so much. Murab ba jaane jaan, murab ba jaane jaan, hum raas kar dam. Today you remind me. From today I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to hurt my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you, sometime we joke with the sunnahs. Sometime we think it's the lower sunnahs. It's not faraz and wajib. You think what you're talking. You think what you're talking. Allahu Akbar. Think first. What are you saying now? You're talking. That sunnah is nothing. You'll enter in Jannah. And Allah is happy with you when your sunnah is correct. Allah said himself, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allaha fattabi'uni. That's why Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, Ya Allah tu gani azhar do alam man faqir. Hey Allah, tu dono dunya ka maldar hai. Yani gani hai aur main faqir aadmi hu. Kya ho? Qiyamat ke din humare amal name kahan jayenge? Nabi Allah kahenge. And what Allama Iqbal says? Ya Allah tu gani azhar do alam man faqir. Roze mahshar uzra aaye man faqir. Allah qiyamat ke din mere guna ko maaf kar dena. Forgive my sins on the day of qiyamat. Gar tumi bini hisabam na guzi. Haan agar tujhe mera hisab hi lena hai. Yes, if you want to take my reckoning. To kya keh raha Allah Iqbal.
از نگاہ مصطفیٰ پنہا بگیری بغیر.
تو پھر اے میرے اللہ نبی کے سامنے نہ لینا, وہ نبی ناراض ہو جائیں گے.
Look at my امتی, look at his sins.
اے اللہ quietly لینا, quiet. اللہ میں اقبال فرماتا,
یہ ہے نمبر 7 witness. نمبر 8 the last one, اللہ تبارک و تعالی اس امت پر گواہ بنیں گے.
اللہ himself, he said in the قرآن کریم, اللہ خود فرماتے ہیں,
ہاں, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, تم جو بھی عمل کرتے ہو مگر ہم گواہ ہے. اللہ وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, اللہ is with you wherever you are. ایک بزرگ فرماتے ہیں, بس آخری بات کرنے ٹائم ہو رہا ہے, پھر کل آگے چلیں گے. کیا ہے, ایک بزرگ فرماتے ہیں مجھے کشف ہوا, اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں اے مائی سروینٹس یو کین کلوز آل دا ڈورز ٹو کمٹ سن, یو کین کلوز آل دا ڈور ٹو کمٹ سنز بٹ یو کین ناٹ کلوز مائی ڈور. آئی ایم وتھ یو اینڈ اسٹل یو کمٹنگ سنز, دیٹ مین یو تھنکنگ دا ایوری ون دا ہیومنز از بگر دین اللہ, یو اسکیئر آف دیم اینڈ ڈونٹ اسکیئر آف اللہ.
میری بات سمجھ میں آتی ہے,
سارے دروازے بند کر دیے, تم لوگوں سے ڈرتے ہو لیکن اللہ سے نہیں ڈرتے ہو. سن لو, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, I'm going to be witness for you on the day of قیامت. اس لیے کہ ایک آدمی آئیں گے, ادھر آؤ ادھر آؤ, اللہ is going to call one person, ادھر آؤ میں تم سے بات کرتا ہوں. کان میں کہیں گے یہ گناہ تو نے کیا تھا, ہاں چھوٹے چھوٹے گناہ small sin, یہ کیا تھا, ہاں یہ کیا تھا, ہاں یہ کیا تھا, ہاں ہاں ہاں. کان میں کہیں گے چل تیرے سارے گناہ ہم چینجنگ فرام گناہ ٹو ریوارڈز. اس کو نہیں سلا, یو اونلی کاؤنٹڈ دی مائنر ون, ویئر از مائی میجر سینز آلسو, میرے بڑے گناہ کدھر ہے, یعنی اس کو بھی تو دیکھ. تو اللہ مسکرائیں گے, اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی مسکرائیں گے. پہلے ڈرتا تھا, جب اس کے گناہوں کو نیکیوں سے چینج کیا تو اب ہنس کے کہتا ہے میرے بڑے گناہ بھی تو ہے, کاش کہ اللہ ہمیں انہی میں سے بنا دے, اسی میں سے بنا دے, ورنہ ڈیفیکلٹ بھائی. 60-70 ایئرس وی فرگیٹس ایوری تھنگ, کہ رامن کاتم ڈونٹ فرگیٹ, اونلی ون تھنگ وی آر سیٹنگ ان اٹیکا, وی آر ان ہاؤس, ان دا ہاؤس آف اللہ ایوری ٹائم ہی اینڈ دیر, منتھ آف رمضان, ون تھنگ کین ڈیلیٹ آل دا, فرام دا مکان, فرام دا زمان, فرام دا لسان, فرام ارکان, فرام ملکان, فرام دیوان, from Nabi Rahman and from Rahman, all the sins you want that forgives Allah and delete, there'll be no file, nobody knows on the day of Qiyamah. One thing's Toba, quietly Allah forgive me, inshallah. Allah farma rahe wahum la yuzlamun, koi madad nahi karega lekin Qiyamah mein zulm bhi nahi hoga. Aur Allah khud keh rahe main kyun zulm karu, why I oppress upon you. Allah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ, what I will get to punish you, what I Allah will get to punish you if you thank Allah, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ and if you believe in Allah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, if you read namaz, if you turn towards me, Allah will make shukr to you. Oh my servants, Allah doesn't need to thank me and you, but Allah says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا, Allah shukr karega, achal my servants, you coming here, mashallah, at least you have something that you came towards me and you crying, I'm forgiving you. Varna, yaad rakho, dunya to khushi mein chali jayegi, kabar hi se, man mata, faqad qamat qayamat ho, the person who dies, his qayamat began. Qayamat is going to come, then is going to come. But the qabr is going to be qayamat also. Al-qabru rawdatum min riyaz al-jannah, wal-qabru hufratum min hufratim min nar. Qabr ya to jannat ka baag hai, ya phir jannam ka tukra hai. If we want to go in jannat, from the time we die straight away, then we please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if we make mistakely we commit sins, then come, read 2 rakat salatu toba, and say, Allah forgive me, I made a mistake, Allah forgive me. Said, if you come 70 times towards me, if you commit 70 times guna, and you come towards me 70 times, I will forgive you 70 times also.
اللہ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. تو آج کی سبق میں آپ کے سامنے میں نے آیت پڑھی 62, انشاءاللہ پھر 63 سے کل آگے انشاءاللہ بیان کریں گے. یا رب لک الحمد کما ینبغی لجلال وجهک ولعظیم سلطانک یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله دنیا کے درختوں کے پتوں سے زیادہ, اے اللہ دنیا کے جتنے پیبلز ہیں ذرات ہیں اس سے بھی زیادہ, اے اللہ دنیا کی مخلوقات سے زیادہ, ستاروں سے زیادہ, اے اللہ تیری پیدا کوئی ساری مخلوقات سے زیادہ, ہم سب کی طرف سے, ہم سب کی طرف سے, بہاف آف اس اور بہاف آف اور فیملی, بہاف آف اور پیرنٹس اینڈ برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, یا اللہ صلاۃ و سلام پیش فرما نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ذات اقدس کو. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اللہ ہمیں ناراض نہ کر, اے اللہ ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم نے تو تجھے ناراض کر دیا ہے لیکن تو بڑا سخی ہے, تو غنی ہے, تو چھوٹی چھوٹی بات پر معاف کر دیتا ہے. اے اللہ ہم تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے, وی آر سٹنگ ان یور ہاؤس, یا اللہ ہم تیرے قرآن کی محبت میں بیٹھے ہیں, اللہ قرآن سمجھنے کے لیے بیٹھے ہیں. اللہ اللہ اس قرآن کے صدقے ہمیں معاف کر دے, اللہ اس قرآن کے صدقے ہمیں معاف کر دے, اللہ اللہ ہماری پکڑ نہ کرنا, ہم پر رحم کر دے, اللہ ہماری اعلیٰ اولاد کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما, اقارب اور رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما, قریب اور دور کے سارے رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ ہماری طرف سے, ہمارے والدین کی طرف سے, یا ہماری بیوی اور ان کے رشتہ دار کی طرف سے, جتنے بھی رشتہ دار ہیں سب کو معاف کر دے, سب کو معاف کر دے, اس پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما, اس پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, اے اللہ نیشنلی اور انٹرنیشنلی جہاں جہاں لوگ مکسلر کے ذریعے, ای مسجد کے ذریعے درس قرآن میں شامل ہے اور دعاؤں میں شامل ہے, سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, زندوں کی مغفرت فرما, مردوں کی مغفرت فرما, غزہ کے مسلمانوں کی مغفرت فرما, انہیں عافیت نصیب فرما, انہیں افطاری نصیب فرما, انہیں سحری نصیب فرما, ان کی جان کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی مال کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی اولاد کی حفاظت فرما, ان کے بیوی بچوں کی, ماں باپ کی حفاظت فرما, ان کے بھائی بہنوں کی حفاظت فرما, ان کے پاس گھر نہیں گھر نصیب فرما, مسجد نہیں مسجد نصیب فرما, مدرسہ نہیں مدرسہ نصیب فرما, ان کے ایمان کو مضبوط بنا, ان کے ایمان کو مضبوط بنا, ان کے ایمان کو مضبوط بنا. اے اللہ ان کے شہدا کو قبول فرما, ان کے زخم شدہ لوگوں کو اے اللہ تو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان کو ہمت عالی نصیب فرما, ہمت عالی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما, ظالمین سے مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ اس کے تباہ کرنے والے کو تباہ فرما, اے اللہ اس میں روکنے والے کو تو روک دے, اللہ اے اللہ اس مسجد میں نماز پڑھنے کے لیے جانے سے روکنے والے کو, اے اللہ تو روکنے والا ہے تو روک دے اللہ. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کو نیک صالحین میں سے بنا, ہماری روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جو اللہ کے راستے میں نکلے انہیں قبول فرما, ان کو قبول فرما, ان کے قدم قدم کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, اپنے لیے بھی, اپنے گھر والوں کے لیے بھی اور امت مسلمہ کے لیے بھی ان کی دعاؤں میں ہمارا حصہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس امت کے لیے جو دعائیں کی ہیں خیر کی, اس میں ہمارا حصہ نصیب فرما, اور جتنے شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان تمام شرور سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ ہمارے ایک دوست کا آج جو ہم سے بیت تھے, ہمارے مرید تھے, ایوب بھائی, ایوب خان ہے, ان کا انتقال ہو گیا, جن کو ابھی 3 بجے دفن کیا گیا. اے اللہ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما, ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا. اے اللہ ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا. اے اللہ سوال جواب سے, حساب کتاب سے ان کی حفاظت فرما کر ان کی قبر میں جنت کی کھڑکی کھول دے. ان کے اولاد کو, آل اولاد کو, سب کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما. اللہ میرے جتنے بھی مریدین, تعلق رکھنے والے, مجھ پر احسان کرنے والے, ہم سے محبت رکھنے والے, جہاں جہاں ہیں اللہ سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. بہت سارے ماں باپ پریشان حال ہیں جن کی اولادوں کے لیے وہ اچھے جوڑے تلاش کر رہے ہیں, اے اللہ جوڑے مل نہیں رہے. اے اللہ ان کے لیے اچھے جوڑے نصیب فرما, صالحین جوڑے نصیب فرما, جو جوڑ والے ہیں ان میں آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما, جو بے اولاد انہیں اولاد صالح نصیب فرما, جو اولاد والے ان کی اولاد کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. یا اللہ ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان آمین کہنے والوں کے آمین کے ساتھ ملا کر قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم محمد وآلہ وسلم.